Welcome to day 25 of 40 Seconds for 40 Days. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Jeremiah the prophet, is often seen as one of the more depressing, one of the more difficult prophets that we have in our history, specifically because he prophesied the end of the Beis HaMikdash. He gave us the famous book of Echa, of Lamentations, that we read on Tisha B'Av. Most of that which he has written, most of that which he prophesied, was quite depressing. But says the Ish Kodesh, says the Pi Zetzner Rebbe, that the only way that a person can ever receive prophecy is if they are in a state of simcha, if they are in a state of happiness. And that's pretty shocking to hear, because that would have to mean that Jeremiah, that Yirmiyahu was in a state of happiness, he was in a state of joy and of content in his relationship with the Almighty, and still able to receive very difficult prophecies. That simcha, that sense of contentness, only can come from a place, a very high level and deep connection of understanding that everything from God is true, everything from God has a purpose, and everything from God is meant to accomplish something. Not all of us are on that level, and most of us are not even able to acquire that level. But I think the simple message is that there is a possibility of being besimcha, there is a possibility of being filled with joy, even in life's darkest moments. And if we can learn anything from Yirmiyahu, if we can learn anything from this incredible prophet, it's that simcha is the key to connecting to God. If we want to be able to form a relationship with God, we have to be happy. And if we want to find happiness, then we have to be able to form that relationship with God. It is the great catch-22 of life. And it is specifically in wanting and desiring the relationship with God that we can, God willing, find that connection, which will then lead to happiness as well, with the help of the Almighty, of course. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.